When you least expect it, life circumstances can change and send you in an entirely unexpected direction. If a loved one needs help, you will do anything you can, even if it means administrating municipal cannabis to your child. Today's segment is part of a series titled, Water is a Many Splendored Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. Forrest Hurd and his wife started an unexpected journey when their son was around 4 years old. Who could have predicted such a frightening situation?
I am the father of a 9-year-old boy with Lennox-Gastaut syndrome, a rare form of epilepsy. We live here in Nevada County, and we pretty much spend our days now caring for him and doing advocacy work for cannabis medicine, the medicines that help him go through his day seizure-free. We've been living up in this county for about 10 years. When we first moved up here, Silas was healthy and there were no signs of any trouble. So we were working and doing the American dream sort of thing, getting ready to buy a house. And one day when he was about 4, he had a seizure, and that rapidly escalated into seizures every week, which escalated into seizures every day, which escalated into thousands of seizures a month. The summary of where we're at today is we are living here in Nevada County, trying to care for him and trying to do advocacy work to make people aware of these children and what their families go through so that we can secure the right for them to try to fight for their kids' lives.
When an unexpected and debilitating health condition impacts a family member, especially a child, we find ourselves doing whatever it takes to find and provide the best solution. Available medical options for Silas were few, and side effects could have been very, very significant.
It was really difficult to watch, and a lot of parents go through that. About 2014, we were running out of med options, and that's when they start looking at surgery for these kids. So they start cutting out parts of the brain where they feel that might be causing an issue. For us, we just felt like there had to be another answer, and at the time, a lot of scientific research was coming out about cannabinoids and the benefit they're having for epileptic children. CNN had done a special. People were starting to learn about it, so I started doing my own research.
Researching for the right solution for Silas required surfing the net, interviewing doctors and other experts wherever Forrest could find it. As he exhausted the more common options, Forrest started reaching outside the box. Medicinal cannabis was an option that had the most potential without side effects, if you could find the right strain.
It took us about a year to find what worked for him, but the first day we found the strain that works for Silas, he was the first day in 3 years he had no seizures. He went from 1,500 seizures the month before to zero seizures that day. So we had 85 seizures approximately on Saturday. On Sunday, zero seizures. It's not like it stepped down, they just stopped. And he went seizure-free for 4 months. And it really opened my eyes to what an amazing medicinal gift this was, to have a child that you're about to lose, and you're considering his own mortality on a daily basis, to a healthy, happy child who's running around seizure-free. It was one of the most amazing things I've ever seen.
What could make a parent more happy than Silas running around the house like any other 4-year-old? Medicinal cannabis is a natural flowering plant that has been bred to bring out its medicinal qualities. Forrest recognizes that the quality of the water used to irrigate these plants is critical, especially when you realize that this medicine is prescribed to children and infants.
Well, I mean, water is the key to life, right? So whenever you are making medicine, you have to have good balance in your water. It has to be clean, obviously. You have to have the water tested for your pH levels and things like that. So you have to be able to have a good source of clean water, which is not common. You have to be able to bring in water that is going to be pass on things that are mutually beneficial to the patient. So when you're talking about medical cannabis, if your water source is tainted, the plant's going to pick that up. And when you talk about medicine, I want people to start to not think of people who are just smoking joints at concerts saying it's medicine. I want you to think of, 14-month-year-old babies, 2-year-old children who are having these compounds concentrated and then given to them. There's a very high standard that needs to be met for cleanliness, and the relationship with your water and doing it morally and ethically is critical. And there's been a lot of poisonings from people who are taking stream water that wasn't clean, not as much in Nevada County because our streams are pretty clean, but people taking water from streams that might have been tainted upstream and doing really bad actor sort of behavior. That leads to putting patients at risk.
Not only is young Silas supported by medical cannabis, but he also is supported by the wonderful qualities of sweet water that fosters the health of this therapeutic plant. It's not until you take a personal journey into the value of this life-preserving natural plant that you realize, like any medicine, it has to be respected and used responsibly. Used with the intent to restore health places great value in the availability of medicinal cannabis. Water is life, and so can be medicinal cannabis. Fundamental to our lives and environment. I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.